Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance. And a few weeks ago, I chatted with David Contreras, who is a Fuguista and bike club leader. We chatted about his introduction to bikes and his love for sharing the knowledge he has with our next generation of riders. The interview was really rich, and I always had the intention of sharing the second half of it with you all. Not long after we recorded that interview, David was hit and run over by a vehicle while biking home from work. His bike was totaled, his helmet saved his life, and his recovery has been ongoing. He's been very transparent and public about the crash. I really wanted to mention this before I share the second portion of our interview that we had about a month ago now, where we dove deeper into the barriers that exist for people of color to get on bikes. Here it is. So why do you think it's so important to get more folks of color on bikes and also just feeling comfortable being on the road?
I feel for myself, there was never, you know, that accessibility to bikes sometimes. You know, my parents couldn't buy me a new tube. That was an issue. If they couldn't afford to get me a bike, you know, that was an issue. And a lot of times, you know, that's the same story for a lot of people. You know, even through Fuga, I feel like a lot of the work we've done has implemented more bike lanes and that accessibility to even the south side or the west side, you know, because a lot of infrastructure wasn't there before.
Right. So how do you expect folks to get on their bikes if they don't have the infrastructure, the access to things in order to do that? So, yeah, a lot of the work that you all have been doing has been really influential in getting a lot more infrastructure.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it's even the fact of just feeling safe enough to go with a group and a community. I've seen so many, you know, members in our community start to show up for rides. And, you know, it builds that confidence. And then I see a lot of them, you know, take off and, you know, now they got a bike. They show up with a bike, you know, the next time they come, or, you know, they ask to partake a little bit more, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, building that a safe space to, you know, learn how to ride with community, learn how to navigate the streets, you know, learning how to turn, how to, you know, use the crosswalks. You know, a lot of that, I think, plays a big role in like just giving our community a little bit more of a chance to, you know, be comfortable, you know, because it can be intimidating. I commute every day on busy streets, so, you know, I deal with my handful of things too.
Yeah, so. And it also seems like a lot of what y'all are doing is community capacity building for them to then go and teach others as well.
You know, I feel like we have a really amazing bike community here, and there's so many things to do on a bike, you know.
Yeah, people want to be on bikes.
Yeah.
And it's like such a ripe community to do that with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, David. Appreciate you having you on here. This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, David. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.